This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
I want us to pray this one before we go into the word, that I, Joyce Sunny, I will finish strong. Come on, pray that for yourself. I, Joyce Sunny, I will finish strong. In the name of Jesus, there are still certifications that I'm supposed to take this year. I, Joyce Sunny, I will finish strong. I will finish strong. Come on, pray that prayer for yourself. I will finish strong. Come on, lift up your voice and say it. Say it this morning. I will finish strong. 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 It doesn't matter what the enemy has planned for me. Greater is the plan of Jesus. He says in his word, Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. They are thoughts of good and not of evil. I will come to my expected end. Come on, make that declaration for yourself. I will come to my expected end. I am a great nation. I am a royal priesthood, and I will finish strong. Hallelujah. 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 I want to show you what the Lord is already telling me. We should position ourselves. We're not just eating rice and soup very plenty. It's December. Do I hear an amen? I am here to challenge the church. Do I hear an amen? We are not supposed to eat rice and soup very plenty. There's one of my daughters last year, this year, she has her birthday happens to be on January 1st. She had a party. If she knows her mother well, there is no way in God's green earth on the first of the year I'll be partying, eating rice and soup very plenty. The first of the year. Count me out on that one. Do I hear amen? It is time for us to put our ears to heaven. And here for the year. This is what the Lord is already telling me for 2020. Remember that show on, I don't even know, they probably still have it. This television show, this news show called 2020. Do you remember it? In those days, sir, it's still on. In those days when they say 2020, we're looking like space age. We're about to enter 2020. Do I hear an amen? If you choose to be remaining the same in 20, look at the sound of it, 2020. No, something must change. Hallelujah. Something must change. Look at what the Lord is telling me for 20, what? 20. It has a nice ring. And if it has a nice ring, that means Joy Sonny, confess it for yourself. I will have major breakthroughs. I will what? Have what? Major break what? Major break what? Major breakthroughs. There is nothing less than major breakthroughs for you in 2020. You cannot remain what? The same. Let's look at what God is saying to me for 2020. One of the things the Lord is saying to me for 2020, you can find in Proverbs 22:29. Bring it up for me. Nine. Look at it. Look at it very well. I've been encouraging so many people. You need to get a business going. You cannot clock in and clock out anymore. It doesn't fit you for like me. It's not your style. Clock in, clock out. Clock in, clock out. It's not my style. Do I hear amen? I want to step into my own practice. Do I hear amen? Look at the word of the Lord. It says, seeth thou a man that is what? Diligent in what? His business. It is God's priority for you to be independent financially, that to be a slave to clocking in and clocking out. Own your own business. Own your own practice. Look, I told them in Holy Ghost night, if you don't have something for God to bless, what will he bless? 0 times 1,000 zeros is what? Zero. This scripture says, seeth thou. Me mean, sir, I am looking for somebody who has a business. I am looking, see someone who has a business, something to cry home about. Seest thou a man that is what? Diligent in what? His business. That means you need to find a business. You need to find, what are you good at? Begin to excel in it. Let them know that in this area, Mosun does makeup. There should be no exception that when they know that in this city, if you can't book her, then you get a secondary person. That's how it should be. It says, seest thou a man that is what? Diligent in what? His business. He shall stand before kings. Amen. Hallelujah. It is about time they are asking you to come and do something for important men. I cannot stand before ordinary men. It is not my destiny. How about you, ma? You are not going to stand before mere men because your destiny is to stand among kings. Hallelujah, somebody. It says you will not what? Stand what? You will not stand before just any man. I want us to pray one last time before we sit down and hear the word that I have prepared for you. Place your hand on any part of your body that you want, whether it be your head, your chest, wherever, your loins, your stomach, and you're going to prophesy to yourself, 2020 will begin to speak my name. 2020. I will make a difference in 2020. 2020, begin to speak my name. Begin to speak my name. 2020 is going to speak my name. I refuse to be the same person that you're hearing in 2020. 2020 will speak for me. He will speak on my behalf. Shola baka sataya. Hey, labaka soto yorobo salabashata. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. For it is in Jesus' name we have prayed. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Amen. You need to go to a place where you can hear things that will motivate you, challenge you. You cannot be in the same spot. As many people that know me and I can influence their life, I must continue to make them uncomfortable. You cannot, Brother Lucky, you cannot stay in the same spot. You must move forward. You must do greater things. You must leave an indelible mark on this earth. Look at Bunky just exited. Somebody put it so nicely. They said he took a bow and exited. Hallelujah. What a life. What a force to be reckoned with. What a legacy. He can never be removed. His legacy can never, ever, ever be truncated because he dared to not be ordinary. I don't plan to be ordinary. I know I look ordinary to you now. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I know I look ordinary to you now. But I refuse. Refuse. Look, but the Bible says that Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. It came a point in his life that he said, I realize that this jacket does not fit me anymore. I must step to my next level of glory. Are you ready to step into your next level? The Bible says something about Moses. He said, at some point, he refused to be called. Like, if, that's how they used to call him before. Then he said, stop. Don't call me that anymore. Say to your neighbor, levels have changed. Hallelujah. This morning, I want to speak to you. You know, Pastor has done an outstanding job. Let's put our hands together for our pastor. Amen. He did an outstanding job the first Sunday that he ministered about family. You know, it's very important for us to continue to revisit it. He talked to us about what is expected of a woman. First, he talked to us about what is expected of a husband. And then he talked to us about what is the expectation of God for wives. And so this morning, I want to talk about the expectation of honor. Amen. Now, when we talk about honor, honor is a major category that you can place parents, so you can place children in this category on how we should honor. Amen. So this morning, we're going to look at some basic word of God to understand the meaning of honor and what we should do about honor. Most believers are having challenges, and this challenges has to do with the fact that they lack honor. Amen. A lot of times you see that something is not going right in your life. You don't know what, but one of the things that we need to look at, and one of the areas we should look at, is the area of honor. It is an art to honor. I like to take pride in myself because one of the things that I'm so passionate about is the passion of honor, honoring. I love it. I'm always looking for opportunities to honor. I'm always trying to figure out how can I make somebody feel as though that they are valuable. So one year, Daddy Gio was coming to our church. And so I'm like, I can't just have him. He goes to many churches. How can we make sure that he remembers Salvation Center? What can we do? My mind is always at work to see how I can honor. And so what I discovered is that a lot of individuals are not having things flow in the right direction that they should be flowing because they lack what? Honor. We are in a generation where it is a generation of dishonor. If you see our young people, we are forgetting to correct them that when they see an adult, you don't say, hi. It is wrong. We are forgetting to correct the young people to let them know. You don't say, hi. I don't care what culture you're from. In the olden days, let's talk about America. Since we are in America, when you see somebody that is older, you say, good afternoon, Miss Sonny. My children's friends, they want to come to my house. And they say, oh, hi, Joyce. I call, but Alex, I know I'm in America, but I refuse. So look, I can be anywhere else on the job when I'm clocking in, they can't dishonor me. But I'm in my house, in my makasa that my husband is praying for. Come on, somebody. Hey, the little girl came to my house, stood up, walked into Tommy's room and said, hi, Joyce. I called them to order. Both the friend, Tommy, and her friend. I said in front of her, I said, when your friends come into this house, they will not address me by my first name. They will address me as Mrs. Sonny. From that day, that little girl, for a few weeks, she didn't come back. She said, usually their moms, if they say, hi, Joyce. Oh, hi, sweetie. In fact, how many people remember Pastor Gloria? How many of you? Let me see your hand. Pastor Gloria told my husband that comes from a proper home, my husband that comes from a proper culture, my husband that is from Ilu Ibadan. Pastor Gloria said, call me Lewis. Pastor said, not in my green earth, in this life. An 80-year-old man is telling Pastor, call me by my name. Just call me Lewis. And my husband said, no, hell no. I'm not doing that. No matter what you tell me, sir, just because I'm the pastor doesn't mean I have to disrespect you. Sir, no matter what you say to me, I will not call you by your name. What am I saying this morning? We are forgetting where we come from. We are forgetting. When I say where we come from, I'm not talking about your culture. I'm talking about the culture of the Word of God. That we should bring up a child in the way in which he should go. Bring up what? A child in the way he should go. When he gets older, he will not depart from it. Your children are going around talking about, hi. And then you laugh. These American children. Nonsense upon injury. It is an abomination. I want to say I'm being real with you this morning. Because if we can talk about husbands, how they should be, and we can talk about wives, how they should be, we need to talk about honor when it comes to children and how they should be. They don't know any better. So guess what? When I ever, I don't care, how can I? If I'm out about, except they're in my house or in the house of God, I don't go about correcting people's children. That's not my responsibility. Outside of church, that I'm correcting you as members and children of Salvation Center, I don't go around correcting people's children. So somebody said to me, you are sitting there, ma, and your daughter says to me, hi. I just look at you. What a waste. I'm not looking at the child. The child has a great destiny. The child, somebody in that child's life will still be able to correct that child that you failed to correct. That child still has a bright future. But you, I'll look at you, what a waste. Because you refuse to bring correction to your children. Dishonor has become a culture in this generation. And there has to be an end to it. Because our God is not a God of dishonor. Our God, there are certain things that God holds sacred. And if we continue to dishonor what God has honored, we remove ourselves from the flow of things. People talk about men of God like dirt. Your man of God that prays over you, that is praying for you. Some people talk about their man of God like dirt. How can you be in the flow of things when you dishonor what God has honored? Hallelujah. I don't know how many, you know, there was a time and a season where some people were at Salvation Center and they thought, we don't like the way y'all do things here. We're going to go and start another ministry. We'll go and start I just feel like I should go and start a church. And I'm going to go and start a church. As though starting a church is easy. In fact, probably every 5 years, I wish I can say, Lord, this cup is too heavy. This, let this cup pass from me. It is by no means an easy task to be a pastor over people. People with different personalities. Look at all these different colors here. Different, as colorful as the clothes is, as colorful as the personality. Some will come directly to your face and let you know. Did Pastor tell y'all that there was somebody who came up to him and said, Pastor, you know, you did an awesome job today preaching. Because normally you just go off topic. Just be. Well, what was the point of that? You just go off. If you notice that your pastor is going off topic and he can't find his way back, then pray for him. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is my father. You have put me in this ministry. Pastor must not continue to go off topic and can't find his way back. Not for you to go to him and say, Pastor, you know, most times you just going off topic. My mouth cannot close, yeah. Somebody really said that? Yes, somebody really said that. Amen. So what I realized, like I said, is if we dishonor what God has honored, we remove ourselves. We remove ourselves from the flow of things. You know, there's a word. It says, takete. Can you say that? I don't know what it means either. You remove yourself. You remove yourself from the flow of things when you dishonor what God has honored. You know, you go to some places as men of God. This is what the scripture tells us. I want us to look at the scripture in Luke 9:5. Our God is a God of honor. Somebody say that to themselves. God hates when you dishonor. Amen. When you can you imagine you dishonoring the man of God in your life by saying all manners of terrible things behind their back, in front of their back? Like I gave you the example, behind the anyhow. How can you dishonor what God has simply honored? Amen. Also, God takes, what is the word? Pride. Thank you, sweetheart. God takes pride in his church. How can you dishonor one another? Look, if somebody gives you an appointment and you dishonor that by coming late, just strolling in anyhow, you're dishonoring. Why? Because you have an appointment to meet at a particular time. There's certain things that we're not talking about in church that needs to be talked about, because everybody keeps making the same mistake and think it is okay. It is not okay. It is a dishonor for you to have an appointment with somebody and you don't have the decency to call and say that I'm not going to be there, or that I'm going to be late. Just the same way I'm talking to us about not dishonoring the man of God, we cannot dishonor the body of Christ, because Jesus died for his earth, for his church. He considers it something worthy to die for, and you want to dishonor it. Look at what the scripture says. Luke 9:5. It says, and if a town refuses to welcome you, you can put that anywhere. Whether it can, it's not just a town. Let's say I come to your house. I told you that it's not an easy thing to be a pastor. As much as we're saying that the office should not be dishonored, there is many people who don't understand the principles of the things of God and don't realize that they have been removed from the flow by dishonoring. We heard that somebody was sick and was just released from the hospital. The pastor, as the provincial head of our area, or however we want to look at it, the senior boss heard that not even in Salvation Center, but somebody else in another one of our ministries under us was released from the hospital. He took himself, as busy as he is, went to their house to share a prayer. He knocked, and the person, but Alex, opened the door and said, I wasn't expecting you. He didn't want to open the door for us. First of all, we knocked and knocked and knocked, and he didn't want to open. Eventually, because we were hearing movements, the children were running around. What are we going there for? We're not hungry. We don't need a Sunday meal. What we're going there for is just to show the love of Jesus Christ, to extend the ministry of Jesus Christ. So we got there, he cracked the door just like this, and he said, I didn't ask you. What did he say, Pastor? We were not expecting you. So therefore, this is somebody who Pastor brought him up in the Lord. Pastor, from not being saved to introducing Jesus to him, for him to receive Christ, Pastor brought him up in the Lord. And that day, so eventually the wife was a little bit decent and said, no. So they opened the door. By the time they opened the door, his countenance was still not good. We didn't feel welcome. We did not what? Feel well. We were, in fact, the right word is we were dishonored. Look at what the scripture says. It says, if you go to a town, and if a town refuses to welcome you, what does it say? Shake its dust from your feet as you leave, to show that you have abandoned these people. I don't go where I'm not welcome. You shouldn't go where you're tolerated. You should never go to where you will be dishonored. Do I hear an amen? Talk less, the man of God. I will never, and I expect that you will never go. How are you forcing yourself on people? Why are you forcing yourself on people that continue to dishonor you? The Bible says, shake. If I go to a place and they dishonor me, they ask me to come, leave my husband as fine as he is. Leave my beautiful children to come to your city to minister unto you. And you are rude to me. You dishonor me. My peace and my blessing goes with me. My peace and my blessing, it is removed and it goes with me. That's what the scripture says. I don't go where I am not honored. Because my God that has called me is a God of honor. Can you imagine I leave this fine boy? It's not easy to leave this fine boy. Full pack. I'm feeling you too. Let me be feeling you in Florida. I mean, where are you going? Full package. It's not easy to be on the trip. You know what I'm saying? But I figure, you know, the Lord has given me a word. I gotta, you know, my husband allows me. Note what I'm saying. My husband allows me to go. I don't be telling him. So, you know, I'm going to ministry. So, you know, I just, you know, I'm just letting you know. I don't let him know anything. He gives me permission to go because I am a woman as bold as you see me. As mighty lioness that you see me, I am a woman under authority. I understand. Look, I know that Pastor already talked about women last Sunday, but there's something that is rampant, still under the covering of dishonor, that is rampant amongst women, talking terrible things to their husbands. Even if you're joking, when you say things like, "You're stupid, is that it?" That's not funny. That's not funny. When you wake up in the morning, you don't have anything nice to say to your husband. You're just looking at his behavior and you begin to say all manners of terrible things. You are rendering curses on your husband. It is a major abomination and a dishonor. God is not pleased with you. When you're talking about your husband to your friends, or to your children, "Your dad is so stupid. I can't even understand." If you didn't know it before, every woman, let me see if you're married here. Every married woman under the sound of my voice, if you continue to dishonor your head, you want things to be well with you. You want to have a proper business. We read that before. You want 2020. Pastor just said 2020. But you're saying to your husband, something is not okay. But Alex, it cannot be well like that. You remove yourself. Pastor mentioned it last week. He said there are some women, they honor their pastor more than their husband. They say, Pastor, sir. Almost entering pastor's legs. Pastor, sir. But then the husband, "My friend, hurry up to Egypt." It is not good. Tell your neighbor, it is not good. No matter how much blessing pastor puts his hand upon you and pray over you, that, "Oh, pastor, there's this thing. I want this business to go through. Pastor, this business, I know that if you pray, I know you are a man of God." He will pray. Pastor is just shouting for nothing. You dishonor your husband. You dishonor your husband. You say all manners of because you're angry. You say terrible things to your husband. I don't do that. Use me as an example. I don't do say all my, even just raising, because I'm upset, raising my voice. My husband tells me, "You are raising your voice. I got to back down. I'm sorry, honey." Talk less, say. Call him outside of it. We don't joke like that. If you're joking like that in your marriage, it's time to stop. Dishonor is a major thing that is causing people to be displaced. If you're doing it before, stop. You should never call your wife outside of her name. You should never call your husband outside of his name, no matter how much he pisses you off. I am tired of the dishonor in the body of Christ. We're doing more damage than the world. Somebody sees you, Cindy, sees you talking to your husband anyhow, saying, Are you a Christian? If you are a Christian, I beg, I reject Jesus. If you are a Christian and you're treating your husband this way, I don't want to know your Jesus. It's not going to do me any good. Are you an example of a believer? Is your life the life of an example? I want you, and I'm challenging everybody under the sound of my voice, let the dishonor stop. The reason why we're not seeing results is because we continue to dishonor our head, ourselves, our pastors, our leaders. Look at some, the way, look. On a final note, when they are doing elections, they are ordinary men. But once they swear into the office of the president of the United States of America, they become your president. For you to talk ill about Trump is an abomination in the sight of God. The Bible says that we should pray for our leaders. Not to say, I can't even imagine all kinds of stuff they're saying about Trump. The moment he takes the oath, he is no longer a contestant. He is the president of the nation. And so it is wrong. Because we live in a generation. I told you, I started by telling you that this generation is a generation of dishonor. We have no value for life or respect. We can't even correct our children because they see that you too, you are talking about Trump anyhow. You just run in your mouth. Instead of, if you don't like some of the things that he's doing, you need to pray for him. If you don't like what your husband is doing, you need to pray for him. You don't like what your wife is doing, pray for her. Not to be saying all manners of stuff. You expect it to be well with you. You're saying all manners of stuff. You are an epitome of dishonor. And you expect all to be well. You expect that the blessing will stick. How can the blessing stick? Have you ever seen a raincoat before? The water hits a raincoat and it glides out. I'm challenging everybody under the sound of my voice. The generation that wants to rise up and begin to talk about things that they shouldn't even have rights to talk about, it needs to end, and it starts with you. It starts with you. Your children should not find any ill speaking in your mouth. They will tell you out. They will what? Tell you out. 1 year in children's ministry, we had the children. Sometimes the Lord will just give me the whatever. Let's just do this. I said that the children should come and act out their parents. Come and see serious embarrassment. Parents, they wanted to open the ground. Just let me die now. I want to go 6 feet under. Let me just die today. Because this boy just told me, guess what? They see how you look cute in your red, ma, in church. But they know that when you're home. Ha, ha, ha. Mommy. When you say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. But when you get home, they see how you're talking to your husband. And they're taking notes. They know you. I don't know you, but they know you. Your children, they know you. So we told them, act out your parents. This little boy says that, and I will beat you today, and I will put pepper in your eyes. The mother was looking for where to go. The same way you behave in church, brothers and sisters, behave the same way at home. Your children, they know your secret. They know you just pretend. They know you are a pretender. Some of them are wishing, when I get older, I don't ever want to be like my parents. Do you know some people say stuff like that? Be an example of a believer. Come on, stand on your feet this morning. I want to challenge every single person under the sound of my voice. We must not feed into this generation of dishonor. Do I hear an amen? Amen? Correct yourself. Let us correct ourselves before we can correct our children, or else they know we're living a fake life. When they hear you talk about pastor, do you think your children don't know you talk about pastor? They hear you talking bad about the man of God. They see you're fake. And then on Sunday, pastor, my pastor. Your children, they will find you out. They know you are fake. Hallelujah. It's time for the church to take back honor and value what God values and honor what God honors. I want you to make a declaration and a pledge for yourself from this day forward. From this, come on, say it loud. I will honor the men of God. From this day forward, I will honor my spouse. From this day forward, I will honor the president of this nation. And anything I see that is not right, I will pray for them in the name of Jesus. Say, from this day forward, out of my mouth shall come praises and thanksgiving. No more cursing. No more speaking evil. No more disrespect to my husband. No more disrespect to my wife. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. If there's somebody in your life that you feel like, oh my God, why was not my wife here today? Get her the tape. Or why is my husband not here today? Get her the tape so that she can understand what we talked about today. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. The Lord keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. You will be the head and you will never be the tail. You're going into 2020 with power and authority in Jesus' name. Come on, jump on your feet and say glory.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.